The community at Maui Memorial Medical Center gathered on Monday night for a candlelight vigil to acknowledge the anniversary of the pandemic. The conversation Savannah Harriman-Pote spoke with two healthcare workers, Elizabeth Linares and Lemomi Melamai, who attended the ceremony. It began with the sound of conch shells blowing 35 times, once for each life lost to COVID-19 on Maui.
Liz Linares and Lemomi Melamai haven't gotten much rest in the past year. They both work at Maui Memorial Medical Center, and the pandemic turned their lives and the lives of their families upside down. This week's vigil offered them a rare moment to pause and reflect. We start with Liz.
I did not expect this at all. I remember when I was hearing Dr. Fauci in last year about, you know, at our worst, we're going to have 200,000 dead. I remember the day that we have a first case here in our hospital, and I remember the panic that went through the entire hospital. But I never in my life would have thought that I was still wearing a mask and that I am now fully vaccinating and still ordering people to quarantine a year later. The toll that it has taken on us has been incredibly hard, especially for the nurses that are working on the floor. Being a COVID unit, the restriction on your outfit is so big. Your face hurts. You can't talk. You can't talk louder enough because you're already tired from talking when you have the N95s on. I will leave the hospital, wash my hands, get in my car. I will bleach the entire car inside, like the steering wheel, everything. Then I will go home. I will carry bleach wipes with me. I will take my shoes off, and I will bleach my shoes. I ensure that I even change my style because I said I have to be able to wear shoes that I can bleach. So I bleach my shoes. Then I will go to the back. I will take all my clothes out over there, and then I will jump in the bathroom. I had to go that extra mile. And to know that I have to do it again the next day was exhausting.
Lemomi, I'd love to hear you speak to that, speak to some of what Liz talked about the culture that you had to develop and the teamwork, but also, I'm sure, the physical exhaustion.
So on that note, I agree with Liz. I wear a face mask in my own home. My family and I social distance from my relatives and friends. The COVID pandemic has affected our culture. You know, here in Hawaii, when we see our relatives and friends, we kiss and hug, we share food, we gather. We desire to lovingly embrace one another, but out of respect and knowing the only way to keep our loved ones safe, we restrain ourselves. Does this make me not want to care for COVID patients? No, of course not. You know, it's okay to have, you know, these uncertainties in my thoughts, and but recognizing the importance in setting these thoughts aside when I'm caring for COVID-positive patients and PUIs and treating them as we would have, as I would have done unto my own family member. As a nurse, I know that I'm replacing that family member for that patient. Prior to this pandemic here on Maui, our patients were allowed to have at least one family member or friend at their bedside. But now, whether you are COVID positive or not, visitors are not allowed. My uncle Kanilo Kamano recently said it perfectly when his brother-in-law was hospitalized just last month. He said, "Hope is the best medicine," and holding a loved one's hand administers that medicine. And that right there touched me. You know, my heart just aches because I know that every nurse, you know, every medical staff member, we believe the same thing. We put ourselves in the patient's shoes. I treat every patient as if they're my own family members, and I try to be that hope for them. Now that there is the COVID vaccine out, I hope just things go up from here, even if it's just being able to be allowed to have one family member or friend with us at the hospital to administer that medication of hope.
I just want to ask, if you don't mind, have either of you experienced a personal loss during the pandemic?
I haven't.
I have. And in Puerto Rico, I had what we call here a Hanai mother. She was very important to me. And my father was also sick, so I had to go to Puerto Rico, and she passed away due to COVID. And it was really hard because I was dealing with the stress of my dad. And when we had our vigil, and we were standing with the candles where Kimakeo was doing the honor for the victims that passed, I must say that was the first time I was able to grieve for her. It was the first time I took a moment and started grieving for her. And I had a moment of shocked, dead. I don't know how I kept it all together. How we, as nurses, have this ability to care for our life, because that's our job, while keeping our emotions in check. And so that vigil gave me a pause to feel and experience her death and be mad at COVID. That was the first time.
That was Maui Memorial Case Manager Liz Zanaris and Nurse Leimomi Melamai reflecting on the trials of the past year. They both participated in a candlelight vigil in Maui County this week. And Kahukimokeo Kapahulihua led the conch ceremony.